This is Terry Mandel, DOJ, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, this is a follow-up, a letter from you dated March 1st, 2024, regarding Malik Turkey. First name is M-A-L-I-K. Last name is T-E-R-K-I. Last name Turkey, T-E-R-K-I. On my initial letter to you dated March 1st, 2024, I was relating an independent medical evaluation due to the 30-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 13th of 2023, period. As you recall, the patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained significant injury when he was rear-ended and the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. He struck his head on the headrest on rebound, period. He had immediate pain that worsened over the next few minutes, period. It occurred in the neck, radiating down his right arm into his hand and fingers with tingling, period. Since that last report to you, he has been have worsening of his symptoms, particularly involving his right arm, hand, and wrist, period. On January 28th, 2025, I performed another independent medical evaluation, period. I took additional history as well as performed a physical examination, period. New paragraph. The patient is having worsening right arm and hand pain that started getting worse a few weeks after the automobile accident, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It occurs approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is worse approximately every 2 hours, period. The pain is worse when he has driving and has any kind of movement of the extremity, period. It is a burning type pain, period. It is also described as pins and needles from his neck into his wrist, into his hand, involving all fingers, period. He has difficulty holding items more than 10 minutes, period. He has problems lifting his son, period. The discomfort is described as on a good day, 5 out of 10, and a bad day, 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid exam. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. Flexion was diminished by 18 degrees and extension by 12 degrees, period. Side bending diminished by 12 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. Cervical rotation was diminished by 8 degrees on the left and 12 degrees on the right, period. Thoracic and lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left upper extremity was normal, period. Examination of the right upper extremity was abnormal, period. There was diminished strength of the right hand and wrist, period. There was a positive Tinel sign on the right, period. There was decreased tissue mass of the right thenar eminence, as well as muscle loss from apparent carpal tunnel syndrome, period. On neurological examination, there was diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, osteophyte avulsion fracture at C6. Number 3, right carpal tunnel syndrome, period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of September 13th of 2023, period. New paragraph. As you can see from my first letter, I added a third diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome on the right, period. Upon review of the records, these symptoms did immediately manifest themselves and progressively got worse over time, resulting in my additional evaluation on today's date, period. Carpal tunnel disease is commonly seen in severe automobile accidents of this magnitude and starts out insidiously very mild and progresses over time, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. As in my initial letter to you, due to table 17-2 of the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right carpal tunnel syndrome, utilizing table 15-23, he qualifies for an additional 5% upper extremity impairment, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of September 13th, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and right wrist areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will be more than I initially anticipated in my earlier letter, period. As I mentioned in my earlier letter, over-the-counter medications will be approximately $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections of the cervical area would be $3,500, period. A tension would be $500, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The above is what I recommended in my initial letter of March 1st of 2024, period. At this time, I have additional recommendation of definitive corrective surgery for the right carpal tunnel disease, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.